Friend to Friend, Trust in the Lord, from an interview with Sister Elaine S. Dalton, Young Women General President, by Megan Withers Rojas. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. As a young girl, I followed my father everywhere he went. I always admired how dedicated he was to the Lord. He set a high standard for me of selfless service. He took a week off from work every year. However, instead of going on a trip, he would ask my family to help him paint the widow's house next door. This is just one example of many acts of service. He was always thinking of others. When I was in high school, my father became very ill. I prayed constantly and asked Heavenly Father to bless my father to get well. He was in the hospital for 1 month, and then he passed away. This was a tragedy for our family. To us, it didn't make any sense because we needed our father. I prayed to understand why this happened and why Heavenly Father hadn't answered my prayers. It felt to me like the heavens were silent. I didn't get an answer to my prayers. I felt that Heavenly Father had left me all alone. But I continued to pray. A year later, I attended a sacrament meeting where the speaker read a scripture from Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. The Spirit witnessed to me that this was the answer to my prayer. I needed to trust the Lord. It took a long time to receive that answer, and it wasn't the one that I had wanted, but it was the most wonderful answer to prayer. I wasn't supposed to understand why this happened. I was supposed to trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you can do anything, even if it is really hard, because He does direct your path. He'll walk by your side. He'll hold your hand. He will send His angels to surround you. That is my testimony, and it is true for all of us. Note: my father gave me a special gift the Christmas before he passed away. It was a necklace with a little silver bell. It reminded me to always listen to the Spirit and remain pure. It is a precious treasure to me. End of the article, Friend to Friend, Trust in the Lord.